Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hook him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
This is so weird. I did not know that you were going to start the show with Ghostbusters. I figured there would be some sort of montage of Solana, you know, talking about how everyone has to bet the Carl Anthony Towns under 9.5. I thought you'd make some sort of montage of you saying that and then a Carl Anthony Towns highlight. And then obviously, I mean, if you put all his points in there, we'd be in the montage for 30, 40 minutes. But usually if I'm really wrong about something, the show starts with some sort of montage of me being so wrong. Solana yesterday on the show, maybe it was just over text, which could be his out on this. Mm-hmm. But Crowder fell into this trap, this stupid trap by Solana. Solana, and I still have the text, Carl Anthony Towns, under 19.5, lock of the year.
Mm-hmm. Of the year? I don't think I wrote lock of the year.
Carl Anthony Towns scored 44 points?
44 points. My kids are eating beef jerky at lunch today.
Do you know Carl Anthony Towns scored the most points by a Knicks center since Patrick Ewing in 1995.
Lock of the year.
Lock of the year. Carl Anthony Towns, under 19.5, goes out and scores more points by a Knicks center than anyone had done in almost 30 years. Also, I would just like to point out before we mention the World Series, Solana jumped down my throat when I said the Knicks were a better team than the Heat.
Yeah.
Torched me up. What do you mean by that? Who said that? Show me someone who agrees with you. And by the way, everyone agrees with me. There's no one who doesn't agree with me. What do you mean they're better? What do you mean they're better? They're better.
Well, he brought up PER again.
Carl Anthony Towns is really good. The Heat are, to me, the definition of kind of a middle-of-the-road meandering team. It's just who they are. I don't think you should expect anything greater than that this season. It's who they are. Knicks got better. Carl Anthony Towns is a huge addition. You didn't even want to believe that, but he is.
No. I don't really like him as a human. I think he's very Russell Wilson-ish.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen anything with him.
Oh, yeah. Go listen to him talk.
Yeah.
That's how to make things happen. He can play basketball, though.
Anybody see LaMelo Ball get scared by a clown?
Yes, I did. He swings like a woman.
Well, that's what made it so funny. He did like a cartoon windup. Like it was the funniest reaction. It wasn't because he got scared. It was the reaction, and then like the cartoon. It almost reminded me of like Aunt Esther in Sanford and Son when she was ready to fight Fred Sanford. Like it was really funny.
Smacked him, and he smacked him again. Ball your fist up, son. Ball your fist up.
Anyway, we'll talk about Carl Anthony Towns, and we'll wish everyone a happy Halloween. The World Series. You know what? For a series that ended 4-1 in a gentleman's sweep, it happened to be a very entertaining series, I thought. There were a lot of things that happened during the series. So I thought it was an entertaining World Series. And congrats to the Dodgers. What an underdog story. You just love to see this in sports when a scrappy team made up of nobodies comes together and is somehow able to unseat a team loaded with talent like the Yankees.
The L.A. Dodgers? Their payroll is $7 billion, huh?
And they just went out and got Jorge Soler today from the Braves. Braves just traded Jorge Soler to the Dodgers for next year.
It was two all-star teams playing.
The scrappy underdog story is what makes sports exciting, and that's why I was rooting for the Dodgers last night and throughout the season.
Well, Shohei struggled.
I saw a tweet that was really good. Moneyball, the movie. Moneyball aged so poorly. The A's aren't in Oakland anymore. The two richest teams back in the World Series. And Jonah Hill's real-life character is responsible for the single worst trade in NFL history. He works for the Browns. He traded for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, that I saw that tweet too. It is so perfect. I mean, everything that was espoused in Moneyball and what the Marlins are trying to do with, what's his name? Peter Bendix. Like the whole Moneyball thing of being smart with your money or whatever. All of a sudden, the Dodgers come strutting in with a $7 billion payroll. They say, take your analytics, shove them right up your butt, and we're just going to pay anyone, anything who wants to come here, and that World Series trophy is ours.
It was beautiful. But it was two all-star teams playing.
Yep. I didn't mind it. And
no, I enjoyed it. But then
Traded the Angels, not the Dodgers?
Yes.
Well, that changes my future for next season.
I'm keeping mine the same. No, anyway. Hell of a game, though. That fifth and all. Like that was what you want. One team to get up, great. Team to tie it. Now you got four innings to decide the World Series. I was watching it deep. Like my wife was watching the game. She don't even like baseball.
Yeah, my wife watched it last night with me as well. It was, I listened to some clips that were going around on social media this morning of New York radio, and it's just, you know, how Aaron Judge stinks and you got to get rid of him. And I mean, the whole thing is funny. It was a terrible play by him. You know, you can't drop a ball against a really good team in the World Series, but also, like, he doesn't stink. It was a terrible time to make a mistake. Gerrit Cole not covering first, that's kind of a blunder. Mm-hmm. The errant throw to third base, that's a blunder. I mean, there were a lot of errors. There's a lot of reasons for Yankees fans to be mad after that meltdown last night.
But what was his name? Volpe? Yeah. That hit the grand slam. Yeah, like you're not playing that game if he doesn't hit the grand slam. Then he has an error at short, and now they're cussing him out. I'm like, this game isn't going on if he didn't hit a grand slam last game. Like, baseball fans are even more fickle than other sports fans.
They had a 5-run lead in the fourth inning. They gave that up in one inning, and then they had a lead again later in the game, and they gave that up. Like, Aaron Judge didn't have a good series, and he's known for not performing in the playoffs, which, again, this year his numbers were really bad. But that lineup is good enough where, like Ohtani struggled, they should be able to survive without their number one hitter playing well. They gave up a ton of runs to the most stacked lineup.
Well, they melted down. They melted down in one inning. I believe all those runs were unearned. Like, they melted down in one inning, and that you can't do that on the World Series stage. Like, you could do that in certain games. You can't do that against that Dodgers team that's trying to close out the World Series.
The video that I remember the most, which is weird, is Mookie Betts popping out the sack fly. He's jogging towards first, about to get out, and he's already pumping his fist, knowing the guy's going to tag up and run in. Like, they were just a well-coached, hell of a team. Talented. They knew it. When they had one out, both guys were coming up. They're just trying to get under the ball. Hey, let's get this thing to the outfield. Watch what happens. Dodgers are a hell of a team, man.
I remember saying it at the beginning of the season, not that we talk a lot of baseball, but I remember saying, it's World Series or bust for this roster. You can't put that much money into a roster and not expect to win a World Series. Literally anything else other than a World Series title is a bust. And they did it. They got their championship parade tomorrow through the streets of L.A.
What's the little weird look? Bueller, the ninth, the closer. Boy, he came in there throwing some stank. He was throwing straight field, Solana. He was throwing 96-mile-per-hour sliders. I'm like, goodness gracious.
Solana will talk about this all day over Carl Anthony Towns. I'll tell you that right now.
Man, you saw the cheese that was coming out of Bueller. I mean, just straight quesito, brother. Straight quesito.
All right, let's get headlines. By the way, today's another chance for you to win a pair of three-day passes to the Tortuga Music Festival on Fort Lauderdale Beach in April to see Jelly Roll and Keith Urban, Luke Combs, a ton of other performers. Code word today is turtle. So text the word turtle to 20357. Text turtle to 20357, and you will be entered in this text contest. You can get more info at WQAM.com. Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. Gino Toretta is going to join us today. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us today. Doug Plagans will join us today from Finland. He is in Finland with the Panthers. He had for lunch today because right now it's 2:15. So I believe in Finland right now it's 8:15. I think it's
AM or
maybe
or
it's 7:15 PM. They're either 5 or 6 hours ahead. But he had for lunch today, just texted me a picture of the menu, the Lauri Markkanen chicken sandwich. Of course, Lauri Markkanen from Finland. Mm-hmm. That's very exciting to see that on a menu somewhere.
Yeah.
I would go to Finland just for that. So anyway, we'll talk with Plagans from Finland today via StreamYard. We think he should be on video and we can see all the action going on in Finland. That'll be fun. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
I was thinking about this today. What's Finland known for? Like, I guess skiing, but...
Helsinki, Finland. I remember being an Olympic city. I looked today specifically to see some things from Finland. Obviously, Sasha Barkov is a hero there, which is why the Panthers are playing there. I looked at the menu at McDonald's in Finland. Because I'm always fascinated by that. There's a there's an order of fries. Comes in like a little, you know, cardboard carton, but it's more bowl-like than a traditional, you know, fry pack that you would get at McDonald's.
Fascinating.
And on the fries is sour cream sauce and salsa. I would like to try that because Clay Ferrero tweeted at me. He's like, sour cream and salsa is the greatest topping on anything. Because when you think about it, sour cream and salsa on a taco, like that's kind of what caps it all off. So,
but on anything,
I don't know, but it does seem it does seem like that's a good topping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's only on Tex-Mex situations.
Why?
You want sour cream and salsa on a burger, sour cream and salsa on chicken sandwich, sour cream, like it's no, you don't,
but
sour
but,
cream and salsa.
But think about it on a taco. You might get a chicken taco. You might get a beef taco. You might get a fish taco. It's the same ingredients that are going in a taco on a burger or on a chicken sandwich or on a fish sandwich.
That's
why
nasty.
Not put sour cream and salsa on it?
No, that's nasty.
Well, we'll see if anyone can. I tweeted at Moeller and Goldie and Plagans and Katie Ingleson, like, someone go get this thing while you're out there.
Sour cream on a hot dog? That's nasty.
Sour cream on a hot dog.
Why?
Sour cream is a really good topping on just about anything.
No, on what? Tex-Mex, tacos, burritos, sour nachos.
Cream frosting, like, or a cream cheese or a sour cream frosting on a cake or a cheesecake. No, I mean, that's cheese. The best.
Sour cream frosting. That's
sour cream's a great topping.
Mm-hmm. It's not. Great topping. Name something non-Hispanic you put it on.
What would I put?
Nothing.
Sour cream on
nothing. Chicken nuggets. You want a chicken nugget?
Oh, potato latkes. Potato latkes. We put the Jews put sour cream or applesauce on potato latkes. You know what? That's all the sense in the world. You know what? It makes sense to have it on French fries because we have it on other versions of potato. And I will tell you that a potato latke with sour cream is fire. Like there, like that's proof positive that sour cream is a great universal topping. Listen, the Finnish people know this. I mean, we might be late to the party, but the Finnish people know this.
Sour cream is way down the condiment list.
Not so certain.
Mm. Yeah, man, like loaded potatoes comes with sour cream.
Bingo. Yeah, right. That's not moisture. Tex-Mex.
For the moisture, though.
Not for the moisture.
It's all for the moisture.
Talking about that, like that's one of the best flavors in a loaded potato is the sour cream. Yeah, what are you on about?
Tex-Mex sour cream?
Tex-Mex. First of all, it's not even Tex-Mex. Tex-Mex. It's Mexican food you're talking about. It's not Tex-Mex.
It's the tortilla items.
Sour cream donuts. Have you ever had a sour cream donut?
Great. They're great.
So good, man.
They're great.
Who sells those?
Everyone.
Taco Bell? Chipotle? Who sells those?
Everyone. Dunkin' Donuts has sour cream donuts. Krispy Kreme has sour cream donuts. Yes, they do.
Sour cream. Sour cream.
Yes.
Come on, man. Way down the list.
We happen to love sour cream on this show. Did you have the shredded cheese?
No cheese. It was steak, lettuce, and tomato.
No sour cream.
Sour cream.
So much. You know what I mean? Sour cream. Crowder, you have any of that sour cream?
I like sour cream.
Sour cream. Sour cream. Sour cream. Sour cream.
Here are your headlines with a man who said, bet of the year, Carl Anthony Towns, under 19 and a half points. That was over with by halftime. Let's hear that song.
Thank you for tossing it to me from the man who had the Dolphins in the Super Bowl and they're on the brink of 2-6.
Let's hear the Carl Anthony Towns song. Go ahead, play that now.
Some Dolphins news. Storm Duck is back at practice today. Javon Holland, according to David Fiorina, seen stretching and working out on the sideline. No Zach Sealer, no Kader Kohu, no Julian Hill today during the portion that the media was able to watch.
Great text from someone. French onion dip is sour cream.
Yeah.
I mean, you're so off on this, Crowder.
The
Tex-Mex take is terrible. It's truly terrible.
Listen, you got ketchup, mustard, mayo. You got soy sauce. You got honey. You got honey mustard. You got Polynesian. You got Chick-fil-A sauce. Thousand Island. You got ranch, blue cheese. I could name 60 of them, I think, about it better than sour cream.
Right. Well, go make a good dip out of ketchup. We'll make a good dip for some chips out of ketchup.
You know what? I don't need to add French onion. I can just
add some French onion soup mix to ketchup. Put that out at your next party.
Hot sauce. Hot sauce is up there. Chimichurri. Hollandaise. Hoisin.
Hollandaise sauce. That's a deep cut right there, man.
That's a deep cut.
Crowder all of a sudden turned into the guy from Forrest Gump. You got gumbo shrimp.
Shrimp parmesan. Shrimp skewers. Shrimp cocktail.
You got all the items.
So Freddie Freeman was your MVP, by the way. Batted 300 four ding dongs, 12 ribbies. It wasn't even a question, and he performed well in yesterday's game as well as the Dodgers. Go on to win 7-6, their eighth World Series title, I believe, in franchise history. Fourth time they do it against the Yankees.
Mm.
I watched the celebration. You know what's funny? Everybody hugs and talks, but they hug what's his name? The big hitter.
Ohtani?
Shohei Ohtani.
They hug Shohei, and nobody knows what he's saying, and he doesn't know what they're saying, so they just look at each other and smile and nod their head. And they
literally were searching for Shohei's name?
I'm looking at his face.
I was making a joke. I was goofing around. That's like the Bulls on the three-peat. They're like, who's the guy? The bald guy? Michael Jordan? Right. So they're coming up. They're talking to him.
I watched Freddie Freeman let Mookie Betts go and go hug Shohei, and they just kind of stare at each other, and both of them walk away.
I watched a lot of the ceremony after all the players getting interviewed, and it made me remember how much I hate watching those championship celebrations, because every player just defaults to, nobody believed in us, everybody was picking against us, you know, this settles all the doubters. And bro, what are you talking about? One of the guys on your team makes $700 million. Like, it's infuriating to hear that every year.
It was the whole LeBron season where he was, you know, silencing all the doubters. Like, doubters? What? What are you talking about?
We have football tonight.
Only one person doubting Carl Anthony Towns last night, though, and he was on this show.
Go choke him out.
Man, I woke up in the middle of the night like, don't let him shoot! Stop! Close out! Please! The end of the first quarter, I was just weeping next to Tommy Tig. I'm like, oh my God, please. Let me get into a car accident on the way home so I don't have to go to work tomorrow. Jets are 2-point favorites tonight at home, along the lines of what Pizzola told us yesterday. If you're going to have any action on the game, he's leaning towards the Jets.
All right,
guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866.
By the way, Ira Winderman just tweeted, lots of moving parts for the Heat. Duncan Robinson nor Kevin Love are traveling to Mexico City for Saturday's game against the Wizards. Hmm. Keyshawn Johnson is headed to Sioux Falls. Josh Richardson will travel to Mexico City. So you might see his debut this season.
Yeah.
Oh, we got action.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is around 82 degrees.
Yeah, my dread. Dread just came out. I was pulling it. Huh. Want me to save it for you?
Yeah, would you?
Yeah, you could like put it in a little frame or something at the house.
I was going to put it on my forehead.
At least it wasn't your...
Put it in a frame. Going to use it.
At least it wasn't your tooth.
Jimmy, don't get on that head with that big old forehead you done got this week. You lost that bang.
That is your weather.
All right, Gino Toretta is going to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Hawk and Crowder.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gino Toretta joins us on Thursdays. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Before we talk some football, reminder, if you're looking for the best Canes gear, you check out Caneswear on University Drive in Davie or online at caneswear.com. So Gino, the Heisman Trophy winner, he was on the call last Saturday night nationally for Canes FSU on Touchdown Radio. This Saturday, he's got the Ohio State-Penn State game. The following week, he's going to have Crowder's Florida Gators. Tough one, Crowder. Florida and Texas. That one, I wish.
Crowder's coming with me, I think. We're
going out
together.
There,
we're going to
Crowder.
Austin. We're going to eat some Cooper's barbecue and enjoy the sights and sounds of Austin.
I'm not going to get kidnapped, Gino.
Come on.
They make calls to duty for the Gators.
I'm still speechless that you guys couldn't figure out sour cream goes on a baked potato. I mean, for God's sake, loaded potato is one of your main segments. It's the only thing that held this show together for about the first year and a half was a loaded potato. And you didn't know that sour cream was on a loaded potato.
Admittedly. Now, when you hear, because the Panthers play in Finland tomorrow and Saturday, and I'll introduce Gino here officially in a second, but the Panthers play in Finland tomorrow and Saturday, and the McDonald's in Finland has French fries that are covered in a sour cream sauce and salsa. And initially we were like, but sour cream does make sense on a potato. Does that sound like something you might order?
Hawk, you're old enough to remember that was a topping on the Wendy's baked potato, sour cream and salsa.
I loved it.
Yes, I have tried it in the past. It's not, it's like Channing said, it's way down the condiment buying list. I'm not buying salsa unless it's pretty much a Super Bowl and I got a bunch of chips to get rid of.
Sour cream is more universal than Crowder.
Oh, sour cream is always in my fridge. The sour cream to like the sour cream donut. Oh man, top of my list.
Third tier condiment, sour cream.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you eat the baked potatoes, it's tier one, so it's always in my fridge. The
Crowder
salsa,
maintains the sour
not
cream
in my fridge.
Crowder maintains sour cream on a potato is for moisture purposes only.
That could be
true, but you know how the brothers are sometimes they lack the milk lactose intolerant. So you know
that's a great point.
That's why Channing's a little milk intolerant, so he don't mess with that dairy.
I got IBS, Gino. I'm gonna pile up some sour milk in my stomach. I'm good.
Well, please start buying whatever drug they continually talk about on my TV channel. Do you have IBS and diarrhea?
Crowder's got them all.
Buy the drug, please.
He's got them all.
I got all of them, but I already got the side effects too. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Gino Toretta, by the way, is the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They've got a full line of grills, smokers, charcoal, pellets, fuel. Evening's Delight has two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. Evening's Delight is South Florida's source for Big Green Egg grills, accessories, seasoning, sauces, and more. I'm wearing a Dodgers jersey. You grew up in California. Are you a Dodgers fan?
Hate them really? And the Giants. I was an Oakland A's fan. So we were American League.
So were you rooting against the Dodgers last night?
I wasn't rooting for or against anybody. I think maybe against the Yankees for certain friends and probably against the Dodgers for other friends, just to antagonize them, if you will.
You wanted to be a tie. You wanted nobody to win.
Go to extra innings, so they struggled at work today.
Well, this is a I'm wearing a game worn Shohei Ohtani jersey. Very rare.
That's a game worn show. Why are you ruining it by wearing it yourself?
That's an iron-on jersey. His wife made that.
They have been killing me for this jersey for 15 years. This is like a mesh Little League jersey. This is the worst replica Dodgers jersey of all time if you saw it in person.
I want to know if the starter Miami Hurricane gear made it through all the moves.
You know what? Let me show you something. Hold on. Hold that thought.
I think he got a jacket, Gino. I don't know if Hawk throws much away, man. He doesn't shop, but he doesn't throw anything away. He just has stuff from college all the time.
Chan, you didn't come see me at the tailgate. Why didn't you come out to the tailgate, man?
Now, you've seen this jacket before. I've worn it for you. This is one of those puffy jackets.
It's awful. It's awful. I was getting on Chan because he didn't come.
The pipe logo on the back.
He didn't come to the tailgate. We had all kinds of LaMelo meats. We had a tomahawk ribeye out there from LaMelo's. We had a couple of smokers, some sausages, and Brisket, ribs.
I wanted to come. I forgot Saturday I had to do the South Beach Seafood Festival.
Oh,
so I couldn't. Yeah, oh, so okay. I missed that game. I went
so
to
you
the
didn't
Dolphins,
go to the game. I thought you were going to the game. I thought you went to the game anyway. You were going to, what was it, Cracked or something like that. I didn't know you.
No, and then I had to leave there and go to the and go MC the Dolphins alumni dinner with me and Joe Rose, which I made a fool of myself. I cussed a bunch, but I was up all day drinking.
Well, you were on the call, Gino, so you're out at Hard Rock last Saturday night. You're on the call for the Canes game. So one of the things, and again, it was a nice victory and the Hurricanes are undefeated. Some Canes fans wanted to see UM stomp out FSU beyond recognition, and they didn't do that. I'm just curious if you have any takeaways from the game itself, watching it play out, if you thought that there were any shortcomings.
You know, I thought it was interesting. The first drive, they marched right down the field. You know, mix run pass and smoke them. And it just looked like, I mean, all the guys I played with, we were tailgating before, we were kind of hoping for 21-0 in the first quarter. And it looked like after the first drive that was going to happen. Then it seemed like we wanted to just pound the heck out of them and keep the ball on the ground, which, you know, that's fine. You know, you're going to deflate the ball. It almost looked like we were running a 4-minute offense right there in the start. But you know, they made enough big plays and dominated. The thing that I am concerned with, that if we don't stay undefeated, the lack of us playing a ranked team and beating a ranked opponent, when they get to those playoff rankings, it will be a factor. You know, I think that, you know, back when Channing and I played, it was how much did you win by? How many points did you beat that team by? And I think that those things are going to come into play later in the season. Cause you know, if you look at it right now, I would argue that all the teams in the top 25 have a shot of getting in that top 12, and your strength of schedule is going to matter at the end of the year. So I think it's critical for Miami to play great every week and literally, you know, crush them like bugs. I mean, take out teams you're supposed to take out. And then if you get to the conference championship game undefeated, then obviously that's going to be your first ranked opponent for the season.
And on, you speak about that, but on two sides of it with Cam Ward being up for the Heisman and you won a Heisman, we're like, if you can run the ball, you can run the ball. Martinez getting in there, you know, he's a big old joke. He's going to play in the league one day. But knowing that Cam is right there with Gabriel and all these guys, like, hey, man, throw a little play action on the 5-yard line. That tight end's going to be open in the flat just as easy as they can run it. Do you think, Coach, you think Shannon Dawson, you think Mario Cristobal, will they think about that? Or you're just get a touchdown?
I would say this. Maybe the throwback to Cam as a reception was maybe that play. I can only tell you from my experience, you win the award in November in games you remember where you're playing, you know, Florida State, Penn State, those teams that are all the eyeballs are on you on that weekend. And Lamar, I kid you not, Lamar told me early, he goes, bro, he goes, you can audible run. He goes, you don't win the Heisman audible and run. And, you know, listen,
Were you cognizant of it, though? Let's say that November that you were going to win the Heisman, were you cognizant of it every time you went out there for a game and then every time you went out there to take a snap?
I mean, how can you not be cognizant? I don't know. Listen, as a quarterback, you realize your opportunity to win an individual award comes with your team's success. So all quarterbacks know that. So the team has to win. And I would just say it seemed a little bit out of character, us playing Florida State, that we didn't throw the ball more. I mean, Cam started the season 7 straight games, 300 plus. You know, that's a remarkable stretch. So to me, man, I would have been, as his coach, I would have been like, hell, we're making sure he gets 300 again to keep that streak alive, because then that's another feather in his cap as long as we keep winning the game and that. But, you know,
would you have been chirping at your coach if it didn't look like that was the game plan?
Well, I audibled when I wanted to. And if I saw things, I thought there were times when, a full out blitz was missed and Cam got hit a few times and he got sacked. and he just didn't see, you know, didn't see the blitz, or Florida State came with something that, you know, that he hadn't seen yet. And I think that, I mean, I used to pray. I was like, show me blitz and show me man coverage, because I'm going to find the mismatch and I'm going to beat it like hell, because it doesn't matter. I mean, it was like, you know, for example, Trev Alberts was a great defensive end, first round pick. He was an outside linebacker in Nebraska in the Orange Bowl game playing for the national championship. Our first slot receiver was Kevin Williams. He ran a 4.28. I was like, put him in coverage right there. It's game over. And I'm just going to continue throwing the ball. It doesn't matter if I threw it 2 yards or 50 downfield. That dude cannot cover my guy. And I think that that's the way I always looked at it, is where's my biggest mismatch? I'm going at that guy, and please blitz me, because my guy knows he's going to get open quick, and he's going the distance.
This is interesting. We never talked about this because y'all never had a Heisman Trophy candidate, and I was on probation. I wasn't winning any awards, so we couldn't talk about it.
Yeah, that's like, my. You know,
they weren't letting me. I was on papers, Hawk. I can't win any awards on papers.
They're not giving that's why.
They're not giving the buckets to a guy on probation. I know that for sure. But no, Gino, with like Cam, we're like, with Dylan Gabriel or the running back from Boise State. Yep. When you knew you were in the running, would you go look at the guys you were against, what they did that same Saturday to see?
No, not at all. I mean, I think that, you know, I remember in that stretch, we played Arizona, Penn State, Florida State, which were all top 10 teams right in a row. And I just remember one of the national columnists said, man, if Miami gets through that stretch undefeated, Toretta is going to probably be leading the Heisman race at that time. I mean, but I never went like, all right, what's Garrison Hurst, you know, doing at Georgia? What's Marshall Faulk doing it at San Diego State? I knew we were playing Marshall the last game of the year, and that was kind of it. I mean, I just went about my own business. I knew if our team won, I would have an opportunity. As every successful team, you know, the individual awards come to those players. So, but I never thought about, oh man, I got to have a better game this week than so-and-so. I was like, let's win. And obviously I hope to play well, and knew I had to play well if we were going to win.
Canes have 4 games left: Duke this Saturday, then at Georgia Tech, then home versus Wake Forest. And then the final game is on the road at Syracuse, Aronde Gadsden's son. Any of those games make you super concerned? Because they really do need to run the table.
I would say this. Duke is playing above their probably roster talent level. Manny Diaz is playing great. How they lost last week, they forced 6 turnovers. They had 3 fumble recoveries and 3 interceptions and lost to SMU in overtime, which is amazing. I think Georgia Tech they have some physicality on the lines that could give us some problems. Listen, Syracuse is a tough place to play. We played there, you know, my senior year and barely got out of there alive. I think we finished like 19-14. So Syracuse, I always think is a hard place to play in that dome. But Miami's going to be favored in all of them. And I think they have to go out there and, you know, this is something where don't worry about anything, what anybody's going to say, is you just go out there and step on the gas pedal and do your job, because the committee, I think it's this week, is going to come out with the rankings, and they say they don't look at the logo on the helmet, but they're going to look at resume, and strength of schedule will not be one of the feathers in the cap for Miami.
Do you know any advantage that Manny Diaz recruited, brought in, and knows a lot of these upperclassmen?
I don't think so. I mean, I think maybe, you know, I don't think that's an advantage at all. I think that, you know, he didn't recruit Cam. He wasn't around here with Cam. I think he was around here with some of the older players, yeah. And that he knows they have talent. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Miami has more talent on their roster than Duke does. So, but college football this season has been crazy. I mean, here we're talking about Vanderbilt beating Alabama, and really Vanderbilt's got a shot to beat everybody in the SEC. Like, this day and age of transfer portal and guys coming together quickly and gelling and becoming a better team than maybe what their roster individually says. I think this is, it's been a great season of college football, and I think anything can happen. That's why, you know, even though Miami's going to be, you know, the only ranked team in the game, it doesn't mean any of these teams can't come out and play well and win. I mean, look at Virginia Tech. I mean, they're a Hail Mary call from, you know, beating us on at home. You know, Cal, we had to come back from four touchdowns, needed Cam Ward's Heisman-like performance to get out of there alive. So I think that, listen, the season is far from over for anybody in the top 25, and college football has delivered with just perfect, you know, I mean, you can't make up this season. It's just crazy of who's won, who's lost, and where we're at and who's going to get in the playoff.
And the Canes, number five. Gino comes to us every Thursday, courtesy of Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. And they've got a full line of grills, smokers, charcoal, pellets, and fuel. Evening's Delight, two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. And I always mention Evening's Delight is South Florida's source for Big Green Egg grills, accessories, seasonings, sauces, and more. Happy Halloween, Gino, I hope you don't get scared by any of the gabagools out there.
I hope the kids don't take my milk duds. That's all I hope.
Oh, don't tell me you're a milk dud guy.
Oh, I love milk duds. Milk duds are the best.
Such an awful candy. What about candy corn? Do you like candy corn?
No, that's terrible.
Yeah, okay. All right, we want to find some common ground. Butterfinger?
I like a Butterfinger every so often. It's a good change up pitch. I'm more of a caramel and chocolate guy. That's why I like milk.
100 grand bar.
Oh,
most fabulous. Underrated Halloween candy out there, right?
Fabulous. What's the bar? Take Five or something like that. It's got the crunchies in it. I love the Twix bars. Yeah. Mm. I'm into the caramel type candies, if you will.
Caramel.
Caramel.
Caramel. No, it's not caramel. We can read, Gino.
See you, Gino. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. See you, Gino.
See you guys.
There you go. Gino Toretta.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
If you play dead, it gets you out of a lot of life. I do it all the time.
Hawk and Crowder.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.